Hi, this is Dave Tavers from Mouse Mingle. I'm excited to announce that another wonderful couple recently got married after meeting on MouseMingle.com. Who better to share their story than the couple themselves? So here's the phone call I had with Heather and Tony from Tampa, Florida. I know that I am super interested in hearing the story from the start. I'm sure you've told it 100 times.
Oh, but it's so much more special to say it to you.
Right. Yeah, we're happy to, like, we've gotten to the point where we're used to maybe glossing over some parts because we've told the story as many times as you can imagine, but to be able to tell it to you definitely carries a different weight to it.
So how did it start? What happened for each of you?
So from my side, I was a couple weeks away from a solo Walt Disney World trip, and I thought it would be pretty fun to have somebody to ride rides with. And at the time, I had explored which men were on the site in Australia. And, you know, it was your first couple of months, so the pickings were slim.
Very slim.
They were both younger than me. There were only 3 of them, but I did meet up with one when he happened to be in town.
Wow.
But then I thought, you know, maybe this isn't about finding someone to date. Maybe this is about I'm going to the happiest place on earth in a couple of weeks, and I would love somebody to ride rides with. So I expanded my search to Florida and to people that visited the park on a reasonably frequent basis so that they would at least be able to say, I go once a month. Maybe they could visit while I was there.
Yeah.
So I saw this guy. He had some cute pictures. The frequency was good. He said he went about once a month, and his pictures were cute. So I sent off with a little wink. I sent it off, and I really didn't read much else about him until he replied, and then I thought, oh, geez, I better go back and read his profile. So I went back, and I read it, and I stumbled on my favorite animated Disney movie is The Lion King, and I have that under my least favorite animated Disney movie, The Lion King. So I thought I'd better be honest up front and say, is that a problem for you? which obviously it wasn't. So that was what was going on in Australia on, definitely a completely different time zone and on the opposite side of the globe. I was frantically thinking I should learn something about this person that was now talking to me.
Yeah.
But on the Florida side of the equation,
While I was kind of rediscovering the single life, I had been approached by employees and my dad, people that know that I'm a huge fan of all things Disney, and they had heard about your site through various means, and they were like enthusiastically telling me, like, this is where you need to be looking for something. And I was like, yeah. And I was kind of seeing somebody that, like, mildly enthusiastic about just somebody I was talking to at the time. So I dismissed it for their initial approaches about it and waited probably a month or so before I finally said, you know what, I want to check this out. I'd stopped talking to the other woman. And so I put together a profile. And I had fun answering these questions for a dating site. Like, these were, like, again, her going back to, you know, your favorite Disney movie. And those are the things you don't normally get asked on Tinder. So I had fun putting the profile together. And I had sent some winks and I think sent a few responses. But it was only, like, a couple days that I was on the site before I finally got a wink from Heather. And I was very curious, and I think your city was listed as Miami, not as Sydney, because I would have been much more curious about why somebody from Australia was hitting me up on there.
He is right. I am a dual citizen. I had a second home in Miami, and I had changed my profile so it didn't seem like some freak from the other side of the world was trying to find a mail order husband.
Right.
I would have bit anyway, probably, just a little suspicious of it at first, maybe. But so she sent me the wink, and I thoroughly checked out her profile, as I want to make sure if I'm going to, you know, initiate the conversation that I wanted to know as much as I could that she was sharing. And we had exchanged some messages, and you might have better memory of what some of those initial messages were. Or
I think mostly it had been just chatter about what, how many times I'd been to the park, obviously not living nearby. And I have spent Australian summers visiting Florida because my dad lives here. Oh. So an annual Disney vacation was something that I'd done. So when he realized I wasn't completely a new visitor, talk turned to experiences out of the norm that we may have had at the park. So I had done the Backstage Magic tour, oh. and Tony had done a dinner at Victoria and Albert's, which I think is really where our conversation sort of progressed, in that he had this amazing experience doing that, and he was so animated in his messages to me about it. And I was like, wow, this guy like enjoys life and is grateful for a rare experience that, you know, not many Disney fans get to enjoy.
Yeah.
I think we just mostly were talking about unusual things that we've done at the park, that, you know, that's not your everyday visit. And then slowly progressed to, would you like to talk on the phone? And
wow.
I was in my pajamas, because Australia is the opposite time of day.
Right.
Looked like terrible, couldn't have looked more terrible, and said, well, I don't want you to see me like this. And he said, no, I'd just like to hear your voice. And so we had probably a week of
phone.
Just phone conversation, because,
nice.
You know, meeting a stranger on the other side of the world and
yeah.
making plans to meet somebody that you've never met, but I wanted to feel comfortable. I wanted to know the conversation was easy flowing.
Sure.
Which it was.
That you had something in common, and
yeah.
that the other person was intelligent, could speak well.
Yes, exactly. And that there wasn't any dwindling in the conversation, that, you know, just staring at each other. So, so
if you're going to agree to spend a day at the park with this stranger, you want to be able to see that the conversation will flow over the phone as well.
Right.
It may kind of vet me in a way, I guess.
Sure.
And I mean, I was just really curious about her accent and what she sounded like over the phone.
Yeah. Which I'm sorry to say, over 2 years of living in America, it's faded a little bit.
Oh, it still is fantastic. I'm a little jealous, because just like how American women love British accents, American
yeah.
men love Australian accents, and
true.
Probably any accent, but
yeah, about any accent, exactly. So eventually we agreed to video talk, and that was wonderful fun, except that neither of us was getting very much sleep with the time difference. We all had to get up really early or stay up really late.
Yeah.
It gave me a lot of confidence to meet him in person going that route. You know, you can put a lot of pictures online, but bodies change over time, people change, and being able to video someone
yeah.
gives you a realistic picture of what they look like at the moment, which had not been my previous experience on internet dating.
Same here, yep.
And then conversation kind of turned to, well, how are we going to meet? And Tony, being a total sweetheart, offered to collect me from Orlando Airport instead of the Magical Express.
Nice.
And I had this moment of, well, I've had so much fun talking to this guy for 2 weeks. I have no hesitation in meeting him in person. But is it a very good idea to let a complete stranger pick me up from the airport?
Yeah. No one knows you're in the country just yet, other than the airline, but then
right,
she,
exactly.
Yeah.
So she shared this idea with one of her good friends to let her know, and I guess just to, not so much to ask for her thoughts, but just to say, somebody should know that I'm going to take a crazy risk.
Right.
And then you tried to win over her with, like,
yeah.
and...
So I picked her because she lived in another state already, so I knew my secret was safe.
Yeah.
And she says, are you crazy?
Hey.
And I said, well, he used to be a police officer, so I kind of feel like he's going to be trustworthy and, you know, a good citizen and,
yeah.
and all of those things that go with someone in uniform. And
right.
she said, are you crazy? That's even worse. He could kidnap you and he'd know how to cover it up. So with that in mind, her and I hatched a wonderful plan B of if he at all looks suspicious, just keep walking and go and get on the Magical Express.
Public place, safe. Yeah, you could pull that off. Yeah,
exactly. So I'm flying across the world, not sleeping very well on, you know, 24 hours worth of plane rides and layovers.
Yeah.
Because I've never met this person, but I'm going to let him pick me up from the airport. I think that's an Australian thing. We're very trusting.
Could be.
In the meantime, he was on this side of the world, stuck in traffic on I-4.
Oh, no.
Well, and before that, I'll go back a little bit. Say that during our conversations, I didn't think of them at the time as these virtual dates, but looking back on it, that's really what they ended up being because I would wake up, it usually was me, I think, waking up at 2:30 in the morning. Because normally I would go to work at 5:30, but I was waking up in the 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock hour just so that I could have a couple hours to chat with her before she would go to bed.
Yeah.
We would chat for hours, and the conversation never stopped, and it was just always interesting, and she was fun, and she just seemed like this cool person that I was looking forward to being able to share this common passion with during the short time that she would have here. And so one of the things that I had thought is I was dealing with a recent promotion at work. So I was thinking that, okay, and this was before I had pitched picking her up, but it's like, if I'm only going to have a day or two to hang out with this woman and she's coming and spending a week at Disney World by herself, like, I would love to show her just, like blow her mind, have such a cool time, share such an amazing experience with her that I tried to secretly set up a dinner at Victoria and Albert's with her.
Nice.
Although expensive, I was feeling justified after the recent promotion, and because when might she have an opportunity to do something like that?
Sure. And you already had a connection. This wasn't a first date with someone you met for the first time. You had been talking for a couple of weeks.
Well, it was supposed to be our first date.
Well, first in-person date. But if you spent 2 weeks doing video calls and voice calls, you got to know each other pretty well. So
absolutely.
Tony, I'm right there with you. If I was in your shoes, I would have done the same thing.
Thank you. And thinking that she would be this person that I had developed this bond with, that she would come into my life and we would have a great time. And then she would leave, and then maybe I would have a Facebook friend that I would occasionally communicate with. I was like, I want to at least share this one thing that I like was in on that I knew was so enjoyable. Like I really wanted to share that with her. And so I made that reservation and didn't realize that when they – I didn't –
So let me explain it because he still doesn't understand it. When you make a friend on the My Disney Experience, you have the opportunity to say – I don't want them to see all of my plans. I only want them to see the plans that we share.
Oh, no.
He didn't put the privacy check on.
Oh.
So 3 o'clock in the morning in Australia, my phone blipped and said, you have a reservation at Victoria and Albert. And I think that's the last thing I can afford after flying across the world.
Right.
I certainly do not have a booking at Victoria and Albert. So I look into it and it has his name on it, Tony, with guest Tony. And I thought, all right, you know, I'm internet dating here. Maybe there's somebody else. Maybe I shouldn't jump to conclusions.
Right.
When we talk in a few hours, I'm sure he'll tell me if it's me. And if he doesn't, then he's got another girl on the side, and that's okay. I just want someone to ride a roller coaster with. So a couple hours pass. I can't sleep. He's obviously not sleeping because it's opposite time of day.
Yeah.
And when we finally connect on the phone, he says, So I'd like to buy you a dress. What size dress do you wear? And I'm thinking, I'm not giving some guy on the other side of the world my dress size. That's like asking a girl's weight. Just don't do it.
Well, and I thought it might seem kind of baller, if anything. Like, I never tried anything like that before, but I was like, that'd be kind of cool. Like, you see that stuff in movies.
Yeah.
People come up with, like, dresses in a box.
Right, right.
But...
yeah, and I was like, no, gotta draw the line somewhere. I said, no, I can bring my own dress, just tell me how fancy. And meanwhile, I'm, you know, cheering in my head like, oh, he is taking me on this big trip. Yeah. And that was all before the offer to pick me up from the airport. That truly did happen before he threw the, will you let a stranger pick you up?
And Tony, you're thinking, yeah, the dress is obviously for this nice dinner that you haven't told her about because you want to surprise her.
Right. And so that way, like, she wouldn't be tipped off about how fancy it would be. And I didn't want her to also just be like, no, like, it's too much. Like, it was just this thing that I was committed to wanting her to be able to enjoy without feeling, you know,
underdressed or not prepared. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. So that was supposed to be our first date, but obviously Tony felt compelled to meet up with me sooner by offering me the ride. And the night before he picked me up, he stayed up really late with his best friend, Melissa.
Who was visiting at my place when she's in town. And I was feeling a little crafty, so I made a sign. I don't know if this was one of the pictures I sent to you, but I made a hand sign, like a handheld sign that said, well, used a nickname from her email address. It's quite ridiculous, Princess Puddin. But it says Princess Puddin's Magical Express. Images of Disney things and Australian things, the little koalas that I drew and the Australian flag and a little jar,
Vegemite
jar.
Nice.
And I decorated it up and then I got a Mickey balloon and a bouquet of flowers. And I, after fighting the traffic, I got to the airport with about 20 minutes to spare and stood there and waited and waited and watched about 12 shuttle cars of people come off. And having, and it's strange, this feeling of having spent so many hours on video chat with somebody, but still never having seen them in person.
Yeah.
Look at people and you're like, is that her?
Is that her? Is that her?
Right. And then it was her.
And then I came off that train and I saw that guy standing there with a giant poster and a giant balloon and a huge bouquet of flowers and thought, there's not one person in this airport that hasn't seen that guy, so I think I'm in good hands.
Oh,
so,
man.
Without hesitation, and I truly mean that when I say it, went straight up and gave him a big hug, and I thought I'd been hit by lightning when I did.
Oh.
Yeah, it was quite an incredible moment, and he was holding me, and he said, do you feel that too? And I could barely see it. So, and then we had a lovely TSA security officer come up and touch me on the shoulder and say, oh, honey, he's a keeper. Yep. I think he might be.
I'm sincerely choked up like that. I wish I could have seen that. That's awesome.
This is the part of the story where Tony then says he took me to the roof and he wished it, which is where his car was parked. Go, are you going to tell him?
So all this stuff, like being in the, like the big sweetie and that I was, I wish that I had played a little cooler and found like the nearest panel van and been like, oh, there's my ride. and really make her question some of her life choices at that point.
But instead he said, I did bring a vase so that you could keep the flowers in your room all week.
Nice.
I pretty much was, hook, line, and sinker from the vase.
Wow.
I was so enamored by her that as I drove back, I was getting lost on Disney property, which I've driven on for years and just couldn't find my way around because I was so distracted by the passenger. And when we finally, we went straight to, well, we got you checked in.
Yep.
And then we went and had a late romantic first dinner at Captain Cook's.
Oh, who?
Counter service. Just because I think it was still open, and it was right. We wanted to go see the fireworks at the beach.
Yeah, Heather, you've been many times, or at least once a year for a few years, and Tony once a month. Or you live nearby, you've been enough. So, do you consider both of yourselves experts at Disney World?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. Nice.
Yeah, we'll go back to that later too when we talk about some of the wedding event stuff.
So you have dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You go watch fireworks?
We did watch the fireworks.
Yeah.
I had never watched the fireworks from the beach at the Polynesian, so now that's a bit of a tradition for us. But my first time, of course, was with Tony. And then second first for the night, I had never been to Jelly Rolls. And that's where we ended up.
Yeah.
So I don't know what Jelly Rolls is. Is it a Disney Springs restaurant?
It's at the boardwalk, like all the restaurants and pubs or bars that they have down in the boardwalk area. It's a dueling piano bar.
Oh, okay.
We went for the dueling pianos. Heather's not a drinker, or at least she wasn't before she moved here.
This is the first night. You've come from the airport. You go right to the park.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah. When you're coming off a big flight, there's three things you want. Food, entertainment, and something to keep you from falling asleep in your dinner. You just want to get on the right time zone. So.
Yeah, good company, though. I imagine that wasn't hard. I'm guessing you weren't falling asleep.
No, it was outstanding. So, yeah, so that it became our first date instead of Victoria and Albert.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, we did make it to Victoria and Albert's a couple of days later as well. But in between of that, Tony went off to work, and I spent the day at Hollywood Studios on my own. And I had a romantic dinner for one booked at Boma, which I had never been to, and I really wanted to eat there at the Animal Kingdom.
Nice.
And I got this call about 4 o'clock in the afternoon saying, I'm on my way to see you. And he had left work on time to drive over and spend a couple hours at Hollywood Studios with me, and basically said that I couldn't go to somewhere as romantic as Boma without him. Imagine me sitting there on my own in the beautiful candlelight room.
Did I try and make it sound romantic?
Yep.
Because it's not, it's a buffet. Dave,
oh,
about it, but I think I may have just been using that to really drive home the reason why I wanted to be there.
Got it. It was her. See, now I'm glad you told me that, because I didn't know it was a buffet. I thought it was a candlelit, nice, fancy dinner that she ate by herself.
Nope, just a buffet.
So my reservation was at a time that I wouldn't have been able to watch Fantasmic and get on the buses and get over there. So Tony turned up like a knight in shining armor with a car, which is an amazing thing to have at Walt Disney World, and breezed through the gates and took me up in his arms and said, of all the Disney parks, you have to be in my least favorite one to your first theme park kiss.
Oh.
So at the crossroads to the world there at the very front of Hollywood Studios, we had a very romantic kiss, which was quite timely considering we were at crossroads from opposite sides of the world.
Yeah.
And then we went off to watch Fantasmic together and probably watched a minute of the whole thing because we were quite enamored with each other.
You'd both seen it before.
Yeah, we'd both seen it before, exactly. And then I was escorted to the beautiful car in the lot to be taken off to dinner. And as he pulled me in for a kiss, the fireworks went off in the sky.
Aww.
That's not figurative. They literally were from the Star Wars spectacular. So it has then become this running thing for us that whenever we hear the New Hope score or the Star Wars theme music, that's time for a kiss.
Or so. Anytime there's fireworks, let's add that to the list. Yeah.
Exactly. So, so that pushed Victoria and Albert back to our third date. Just in an extra two.
Can you blame me?
I don't blame you at all. That's awesome.
So then I think that kind of takes us to Victoria and Albert, which if any, you know, has if anybody's been there, it's phenomenal.
I wasn't able to get the chef's table with Heather and I, but we got the Queen Victoria room, and it was almost 4 hours, I think, that we were at dinner.
And they give you your own personalized menu to take home, and and they have a harpist playing as well, who conveniently was playing Star Wars for us as we left to just keep the joke running a little longer. It's a phenomenal experience. I wouldn't hesitate to tell people that it is worth it for that moment that you really want to celebrate. And I can't believe for me it was our third date.
Wow.
Talk about setting the bar high. It was so unique and so special, really. I didn't know I was going to get a husband out of it, but I couldn't have imagined a different circumstance where that would have been as special. You know, somebody saw so much value in me that I was blown across the world, and that's where we went to dinner.
Let's go back for just a second. What was the date when you landed in the U.S.?
The last day of Gasparilla, I think it was the 30th of January, because I got my annual pass on the 1st of February.
January 30th, 2016. Because as I have the photos that you shared with me that are up on the screen, and one of them is, it looks like Union Station in New York.
That was when I proposed.
Oh, that was the proposal. Now, you guys have already known each other for 2 years. You told me that at the beginning of the call. You guys have had a lot of stuff happen in 2 years.
Yeah, we
remind ourselves of that sometimes. You know, we've had this incredible lifetime of experiences in such a short period of time. You know, I had friends and family come for our wedding just shy of 2 years of meeting and watch me marry a complete stranger that they met. But to me, it's not that at all. We've done so much in 2 years to know each other and be comfortable with each other, and can't wait to see what the rest holds, really. Yeah. And when we reflect on it and others reflect on it, then we've done a lot in a very short amount of time.
Yeah. We should probably explain, she had planned to come for a 4 week stay, and so her Disney vacation, which was about the first week, after that, she was going to visit her dad and stepmother in Miami. And my parents, they live in Key Largo, and they're about an hour away from each other. She had gotten a ride with her grandparents to her dad and stepmom's place and was going to spend the rest of the vacation there. I had extended an offer for her to come stay with me in Tampa for 2 weeks.
Nice.
If she wanted to extend her trip, and to see if Tampa was a home, a place that she thought was cool. And so she worked out the details with her travel agent and extended her stay in an additional 2 weeks.
Wow.
And lived with me in Tampa after she spent time with her dad and stepmother. And she would drop me off at work, and she would have the car to herself and the day to herself. And I missed the days of being dropped off. picked up by and having the rides in and the rides home.
Yeah.
But that was time that I think was necessary for the both of us to see that before she went back such a far way, where we were going to take this relationship. And I'm glad she, as she would say, took a punt on it. And we were able to figure out a lot about each other and how we got along together in that kind of environment.
Sure, when real life is in the way. Not the romantic dinners and the magic of Disney.
That's
exactly.
It was amazing that not only that she agreed and it worked out as well as it did, but one of our friends who's a travel hacker had found out a deal that had one-way flights from Sydney to Los Angeles for $150.
Wow.
And Heather jumped on it. And so before she went home after her 6 weeks in America, she already had her one-way ticket booked to come back and move 5 weeks later.
Okay, so going back to the hug at the airport with the sign.
Yep.
Up to the point that your friend gets you a one-way ticket from Australia to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
At what point in between there, for each of you, did it click and go, I want to marry this person?
The honest answer is probably within the first few days. But the realistic answer is we had a lot of conversation about how it would look. Given that I was a dual citizen, it was a lot easier for me to move here than it was for the reverse.
Yeah.
Believe for a second that if that had been the ideal situation, we would have found a way to do that too.
Sure.
We just took the easier of the two roads. And certainly things were different for me in Australia, where I didn't have a job that I was desperate to keep and I had to move anyway. And so things were all just kind of pointing in the direction of you have this amazing opportunity with somebody that you found a real connection with. Why wouldn't you take a leap of faith and just see if it is all that you felt over these last few weeks and
yeah.
It's 100% worth it.
I mean, to answer the same question for you, I called my parents the way home after the first day and I said, I'm going to marry that woman. I could hear they were a bit stunned, but my mom was definitely thrilled to hear more about her and to hear that enthusiasm in my voice where I had been, like I said, I had been enjoying just kind of finding my way through the single life with not much enthusiasm for anybody I was.
Well, getting married again after you had just been through one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You'll appreciate the buttons that we wore on our first went to Epcot. We had one that said, we're celebrating our fourth date.
I'm looking at that picture right now. I noticed that immediately. I love it.
Fourth and fifth date. So the Mariachi Cobra band were super impressed with that when they were looking for people celebrating anniversaries to sing. They pulled us out of the crowd and sang to us for our fourth date. With another couple that was celebrating 9 years.
You're in good company.
So I packed up my entire life in 6 weeks, which I don't know many people that can do that, but I did, and got on my $150 flight and flew across the world with four suitcases.
Wow.
And a bunch of stuff went on a boat, obviously. I
sure.
sold my car the night before I left.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. Came here ready. I obviously had to fly from LA. I got a ripper deal on that too, $167. So I moved across the world for less than $500 with the shipping of my belongings, and got picked up at the airport, different airport, but same person, different airport.
Yeah.
And life in Tampa began.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and we have a look back. It took me 3 weeks to get a job, which I'm still at and I love, and a couple weeks to get a car because I thought I was going to catch the bus to work, but apparently people don't do that.
Especially in Florida.
Right. And I said, oh, but it's only $1.50 each way and I can transfer here. It looks really easy. And he said, you need a car.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to America.
Yeah.
So,
a year after you moved here, we got a new home.
Yep, within a year of moving, we moved to our first home together.
And you still had not gotten married at that point.
No, we had not. More leaps of faith.
We had gotten engaged in December of 2016, and that was when we were visiting her cousin. So her family, much of her family from Australia was in New York City visiting her cousin that lives there during the Christmas holiday. And so we were able to go up for just a couple nights, but it gave me an opportunity to meet many of them for the first time. And I had the plan to propose, and with help from her father and stepmother, and I'd been able to score a family ring from her grandmother and redesign. In a way to, because nobody liked the way that it originally was. So we repurposed the diamond and put it in a much more appealing setting. And I had set up this plan. And judging from my, you probably wouldn't think me to do anything simple after hearing about the pickup at the airport or the Victorian.
Yeah.
I had planned for a guitar playing, like troubadour kind of guy to sing for us, and a hidden photographer.
I can see the guitar player in the photo.
And so at Grand Central Station, we walked in and she fortunately was distracted and looking up at all the constellations that are in the
ceiling. Yeah.
She's looking at those, which is giving me the opportunity to scan the crowd for my photographer to get the signal that he sees us, and that way I can, you know, that I'll be in the right spot and that he's actually there, and for the guitar player. And
Heather knows that this is coming at some point, not necessarily this day or this week.
And that's interesting that you say that, because we had been to Disney the weekend before, and he did a great job at faking me out.
I love it.
Go down to tie my shoes.
Up on the idea then. I was like, oh, it's not going to happen. He's got other plans.
So. I'm assuming you were not expecting at Grand Central Station.
No, I was not. I practically tripped over him on the ground, and I have my phone in my hand in all the pictures because I was taken by surprise. I really was. So I was not prepared at all.
And we loved in the photos how, although I had orchestrated it to be at exactly noon, we didn't realize the clock was going to be in the photo. Yeah. And the Cinder Heather is a nickname earned from some of her friends. So seeing the clock at the 12 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Aww.
It was nice. Like, I was fixated only on her and had no idea of the crowd that was starting to form around us. And seeing the series of photos, you can see as they start to take position and everybody got everybody's attention. But I was having a tough time getting the words out. She actually had to lean down and say, "You have to ask me."
I only have one photo, so I'm super excited to see the rest of your photos.
They're very sweet. Most especially when you watch the crowd when they finally like cotton on to what's happening and you can see them clapping along with us.
Yeah.
Apart from the one guy who walked past and said, "Don't do it, it's a trap."
So he knew the Star Wars theme.
Yeah.
And that was pretty awesome, because after the engagement, you know, after the usual phone calls that I needed to make, although all of them already knew, called them. And then we could have a family dinner, which was really, really special, because obviously I have a much smaller family here in America. And so it was pretty awesome that there were so many Aussies in the one place to celebrate such a milestone with.
Yeah.
I'm kind of jealous, Tony.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes.
One of the other pictures that I really love is you with the monorail behind you holding up the little book that says "Little Notes for Our Disney Wedding." I don't know why. That one is just awesome.
Great, isn't it? So if you ask any of my Australian friends who have known me for a very long time, I have throughout my life said, "I'm going to get married at Walt Disney World." And most of them just nod and smile like,
sure.
Well, I'm going to do that from the other side of the world. but I've never been wavering in my belief that that was where I was going to get married. I didn't know who to. I didn't know what bells and whistles. I didn't know any of that. I just knew where I wanted to go. And obviously, Tony had no objections to that, being the super fan that he is.
Right.
And pretty much with my family on board and his parents always happy to support Tony in a decision that he makes, we did absolutely get there. So the picture that you're referring to is after we had some initial phone calls with them, they invite you in for a planning session to talk about where, what, who, and how much you got to spend.
Right, yeah, with that last part being the most important.
Exactly. So we very, very, very excitedly pulled in for that session, and we had beautiful friends of ours, one of whom was in Tony's groomsmen, had made us the little book to keep track of all of our dreams and wishes.
It ended up growing to be a much bigger binder that and I think I would be impressed if Disney planners could say they had a more organized bride than Heather. She had presentations that she was able to send them with all of the photos of concepts and preferences.
Wow.
that she made their jobs much easier, I think.
Wow.
By being so organized.
But they do such a beautiful job at selling what is so unique about them, and that is you can really step into your own fairy tale for a few hours at a wedding with them. And we had insisted on a January wedding because that's when the Australian kids are on school holidays, and I had a few of them that I wanted to come, including my goddaughter. We love the cooler weather in January, and it was sort of a no-brainer for us that that was a good time of year.
And that we would plan it, because there's a lot of discussion about her not wanting family and friends to see her marrying a stranger. And so there was talk about a trip to Australia before we get married, so that way I could get to know them and see her home, and they could get to know me.
Right.
Logistically, and I mean financially, planning a trip to Australia before a wedding, that didn't leave a lot of breathing room as far as budget. So
yeah,
it was her idea to actually design it so that there was a week of fun partying at Disney, and that the wedding would be pretty much the final event. She had it was brilliant that all the time that we got to spend waiting in line together. Normally we would frown at the guys, especially as pass holders, 40 minutes waiting in line, no way. But when we get to do it with 10 or more of her closest friends, and it gets an opportunity for us to talk to each other, for them to talk to each other, and for me to get to know them,
yeah,
what a perfect opportunity for us to bond.
I say that all the time. That's the one thing that Disney lines are good for, is getting to know people.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It is so the truth. And probably the sweetest story from all of our visitors is that our youngest little Australian, who is 5 years old, she got a very soft spot in Tony's heart because her favorite ride of every park, of every attraction, including Universal, was the Carousel of Progress. And she could not wait to take somebody else on it with her to show them how amazing it was.
Nice.
Dinosaur of a ride for most people, but Tony loves it too. We had so much fun showing most people who had not been to any Disney park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of first-timers in our group, and
wow.
So they were in good hands with us.
Yeah, and at that point, they probably understood the connection you guys have.
Yes.
And I had the day before the wedding, we separated into the boys' group and the girls' group, and I didn't want a traditional bachelorette party, or a hen's day, as we call it in Australia. Through a series of conversations, my bridesmaids thought that a scavenger hunt would be a good thing to do, and I wanted to spend the day at the Magic Kingdom. So they found some dodgy version on Etsy. Tony was like, oh no, my future wife is not doing some dodgy scavenger hunt from Etsy. And so he got super creative, because he is that way, and built me an escape room in a bunch of little bags to participate in at Disney with all my girls.
Nice. I'm going to say the last three photos that tell the rest of your story is the gorgeous picture of Heather in front of the castle at night. You guys went all out. You did the full Disney wedding package.
We sure did. So if you do your wedding pictures with Disney, you can add on a park or two or three or four for additional costs. But if you don't use a Disney wedding photographer, you can still buy that. It just costs more, and the windows for booking are shorter. So
sure,
we had been able to book ours quite a long way out and confirm the morning after the wedding. We did have a daytime wedding, a morning wedding anyway, so it's not like we were up till 11 and then getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning again. So we each have a different favorite park. Mine is Magic Kingdom and Tony's is Epcot. We were able, thanks to my beautiful mother, to do both. We didn't have to pick one or the other.
Nice.
One of her lovely wedding gifts to us. So when you choose those two parks, if Magic Kingdom is one of your parks, you can do any of the other three after it. So we did Magic Kingdom first, and then we went to Epcot. And they pick you up super early in the morning with your photographer and an assistant. And it is one of the most incredible backstage experiences that we've had.
Nice.
quite phenomenal to see all the hundreds of people working to set the park for the day. And those, you know, we hear about the streets getting power washed, and we hear about flowers getting replaced for showtime. We hear about all those things, but when you do a portrait shoot, you really do get to see them. So it's not for people that don't want to know how the magic is created. For anybody who's slightly curious, it's pretty awesome.
If you're getting married at a Disney park, you probably, I can't imagine that you would lose the magic by seeing how it was done.
It's so true. If anything, I mean, Tony was the most hesitant about seeing all of that, but now it's one of the first things he loves to talk about. So,
and impressed with the Utilidors when I was a cast member, and so I felt like the mystery of the underground Magic Kingdom is much cooler than the actual site of it. But seeing the life that comes into the streets of the Magic Kingdom at night and in the early morning hours is amazing. Especially, I missed it. Heather pointed out like that there was, while a guy was painting a post, there was a guy next to him holding a fan, like
to dry it in time for the park tour.
Yeah.
You really do feel like royalty when you're strutting around in your best dress clothes while people are washing streets. But
so the next picture is the two of you, looks like the day of, with the carriage behind you.
Yeah, and how about that hidden Mickey with the wheels, one on each side of my head? I mean, Mickey.
We didn't realize
I missed that.
That was not planned.
It doesn't look like it. It looks like you did a selfie at the last second.
Yep.
Yes. So that was the day before. That was our wedding day, and that is after. So I arrived at the pavilion in the carriage on my own, and we got to ride away together. Well, not my own. I mean, I had my dad and my mom and my goddaughter. But yes, it is one of those moments where you're in a carriage with little girls waving at you, and you really realize, oh my gosh, they're waving at me because today I really am a Disney princess.
Yeah.
It's awesome. My goddaughter saw the carriage pulling up while we were having other photos and said, she's 8, said, that must be for a real princess, still having no idea that we were going to go in it together. Seeing that magic on an 8-year-old's face, I did apologize to her parents for perhaps setting the wedding bar a little too high. but then Tony had the exact same experience when we came away from the wedding pavilion as husband and wife in the carriage together, just seeing these little kids' faces light up and wave at us, and we wave back, and it's quite a unique experience. And definitely part of the experience that I tell people, you'll never have it again, so just take it, go with it, do it. Find a way to do it.
All of your photos are just, you guys look like you're just having so much fun. You look so happy. I love them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's exactly what it was like. And I don't think Tony sent you a picture of it, but we did have a special guest at our reception who came in while we were dancing. He has big ears, and he has his own theme song, and he came marching into that theme song, and our guests lost their minds.
Oh, wow.
Way into our reception to dance with them and help us cut our cake. And so there were definitely a couple of things that we splurged on, being the fans that we are.
Yep.
Some people knew about the carriage, but nobody knew about Mickey other than Tony and I. It was our secret, our surprise for the guests. And there's still a lot of people scratching their heads as to who paid for it. So it totally worked.
Nice. Well, congratulations again. Just beautiful, fantastic. And you guys look fantastic. And talking to you, you just seem like such a great couple. I'm jealous I don't live nearby. It'd be fun to hang out with you guys.
Now I'm regretting that our flight didn't go through Australia, isn't going through LA, because sometimes you get this ridiculous 12-hour layover that, I mean, I've gone to Disneyland on it before, but I could think meeting you would have been just as much fun. But
why
not have both?
Yeah. The next time, if you guys end up anywhere in Southern California, let me know. I'll come find you.
Oh, likewise. I'm guessing Mouse Mingle is going to take you to every Disney park in the world at some point. So we are just here.
Yeah, you'll be at Disney World again. So whoever makes it to the other side first.
If I do end up out there, I will let you guys know and if it works out.
Absolutely make the effort.
I'm so glad you were able to take the time with us to chat and...
Glad, thank you guys for taking the time. It's awesome to hear the whole story and get to know you guys a little bit. It is magic to see people like you get together and start an amazing life together and just to have so much in common. And I want that for so many other people.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Hopefully over the next couple of years, it'll get bigger and better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you're a huge part of our lives.
Yeah.
Even though
we didn't know your name, but now when we tell the story again, we can give credit to Dave that we wouldn't be together if it weren't for you giving that experiment to try and seeing where it led. So
thanks.
I know. Thank you for you taking the time to talk to us tonight and all that. But seriously, thanks for bringing us together.
Yeah.
You're welcome. But I always say, you guys are the ones that sent the winks and sent the messages and committed to it.
Yeah.
Thanks again. Pleasure to meet and talk to you guys. And have a great honeymoon. And when you come back, maybe we'll chat again.
Yeah, we'll have some
you
new pictures.
All
right.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, enjoy. Heather. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye.
That was Heather and Tony from Tampa, Florida, the newest couple to get married thanks to Mouse Mingle. If you love Disney, Star Wars, Pixar, or Marvel, or you know someone who does, join Mouse Mingle today. And if you know a couple who's met on Mouse Mingle, ask them to let us know. We'd love to share their story too.